Out on a Tangent is a show about superheroes and their amazing powers. Adam recently watched the entire solar eclipse start to finish without once needing to use those special glasses. Jim frequently consumes Play-Doh with deli mustard just because his daughters asked him so politely. David has the power to wax his armpits and run long, grueling races for no reason at all. Eric has the power to analyze all the fun out of any movie you choose. Listen to Off on a Tangent live almost every Saturday at 7 to 9 p.m. only on KNNA.
Every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m., yours truly, old lovable Jack Kirk.
And me, Nancy, who Jack calls Princess Nancy, will take you on a quick musical walk back in time with the music of the big band era.
And we also bring you some of the history of those times.
Along with the information on local Lincoln area dance bands for your listening and dancing pleasure.
Why not join Nancy and me every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on When Music Was Music, right here on The Cross, KNNALP, FM 93. 5.7.
You know, sometimes it feels like KNNA follows a path to a certain movie, though I can't quite place it. You know what I mean?
It means you've forgotten something. The only problem is, I can't remember what I've forgotten.
It starts off that we're in a closet, well, not under the stairs, but near the stairs, and as time progresses, we end up in our own room. We even have computers that seem to work like magic.
What?
There's no such thing as magic.
What is that story? It's got to be some sort of movie. Well, anyway, if it wasn't for your donations, we wouldn't be where we are today. But there is still a lot of work ahead of us, and you can help.
Do you have any idea how serious this is?
Please consider donating to The Cross by flying over to thecross957.org/donation. Or send a donation to 3825 Wildbriar Lane, Lincoln, Nebraska. You know, weekends can be as busy as the weekdays, sometimes even busier. And taking that nap on Sunday afternoons, oh, around 2 p.m., might be a necessity. And if that's the case, then I tell you what, you're missing out on an amazing live show of the Y-Files with myself, Captain Kirk, David, and our guest pastors. This is where we ask the tough questions and often controversial questions. However, if you do find yourself napping, you can always listen to the replay at 11 a.m. Tuesdays and 6 p.m. on Thursdays. Or go to thecross957.org/Y-Files and listen in to the most recent episode. Or all of them at the archive page. Sundays at 2 p.m. Tune us in. It's definitely worth it. Oh, and don't forget to send us your questions to Y-Files at 95.7 KNNA on Facebook. See you there.
KNNA The Cross on your car radio is amazing. What makes it more amazing is the ability to listen to 95.7 FM on the web at www.thecross957.org. Plus, you can check out our archive shows and listen to previous programs on demand. It's easy, it's educational, it's KNNA The Cross. Thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM.
Hi.
And Ashley and I into his house.
Oh, boy. It's going to be one of those nights, is it?
It is going to be
his
one of
house.
Those nights.
Oh, man. We're going to be a mess tonight. I just know it.
Oh, I very well know that we are going to be a mess.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's because David's not here right now, which is why we will be a mess. Yep. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody, have more faith in us. We won't be a mess. Really? We will be fantastic.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Am I overdoing it a little bit?
A smidge, but that's okay. I like the enthusiasm. It's nice. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
So on Facebook earlier this week, I put a little post out to the people.
Yes, you did. People.
Asking if anybody had any recommendations, any... What am I trying to say?
Had any dedications or anything like that that they wanted to play.
Yeah.
And we had a couple.
We had a few responses. You had one that was not... On Facebook.
No, I had one at work today.
Yep.
Yes. That would be Russell.
Yes, Russell.
Good evening, Russell. Hope you and Mom Lynn are listening this evening.
Yes. So, yeah, we got a few. And so we're going to sprinkle them in for good fun.
Yep, exactly.
So should we just go ahead and start off with the first request?
Yeah. So who requested this one, Ashley?
It was Meg. Was it Bauman? I'm not good with names.
Bauman.
See?
I believe.
Yeah. I'm terrible with
names. Sorry,
Meg. Sorry.
Really apologize.
Yeah, thank you for having an easy first name.
Yeah.
If you're not a Smith, I can't say your last name. Like,
how long did it take you to learn Kavinsky?
Well, I do best the way because Siri says it. Because she's like, we're calling Callie Bach Kavinsky. I still have you listed at the old time it was Bach. And so I just, anyway.
Bachvinsky?
Yep. Yeah. So Bach Kavinsky.
Actually, I think Bach, oh my gosh. I think Taylor actually calls me Callie Bachvinsky. I think that's what he calls me.
Yeah. See, yeah, we're just going to. Yeah. Yes, your name just all of a sudden got longer.
I was trying to not have that happen because going from Bach, which is 4 letters, to Kavinsky, which is 9.
Yeah.
That was a feat in itself. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how I learn hard names is Siri, who mispronounces everything. That's how I learn, which means that I'm always wrong, like doubly wrong.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I go to call my mother-in-law, I'm always like, hey, Siri, call Diane Kasvinsky instead of just Kavinsky.
I just put Siri call Diane.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess
because I don't know that many people.
I guess I could just probably say that about one Diane because I don't have any more Dianes in my phone.
I don't have that many people I know.
Okay. So this one was requested from Meg Bauman, and I really hope that you and your kiddos enjoy listening to this song.
Down in the jungles lived a maid of royal blood, though dusky shade.
A large impression one she made upon a Zulu
from Matabulu.
And every morning he would be down underneath a bamboo tree,
awaiting there his love to see.
And then to her
he'd sing,
vamp.
If you like a me like I like a you, and we like a both the same, I like a say this very day, I like a change your name. 'Cause I love a you, and love a you too, and if you a love a me.
That was Under the Bamboo Tree by Judy Garland and
Margaret O'Brien.
Yeah.
Did you know that behind the scenes of Meet Me in St. Louis, they would tell Margaret O'Brien that, like, her dog died and things like that to get her to cry?
Yeah.
Like, they legitimately yelled at her before her scene that she did with Judy
Whatever
Garland
happened
towards
to
the end.
Eye drops making her cry? Like, what happened to that?
I don't honestly think that they did that back then. It was more or less a...
Method acting. Like
Hollywood was violent back then. Well, true. Okay, I don't know what Hollywood's like now, but I'm pretty sure maybe not as bad. I don't know. Whatever. But I
mean, did they not have eye drops back then?
Dude, Judy Garland was smacked in the face a couple times.
Yeah, I know.
And for Wizard of Oz, they made her like smoke cigarettes daily because they wanted her to keep her thin stature. So her smoking like 2 packs a day. Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous?
Why would you, you're going to ruin her singing ability. Granted, I mean, she sang for a while, but
back then they didn't know that.
I know. That was the cool thing to do.
It was the cool thing to do. I don't know.
I know.
Lame sauce. Don't smoke, kids. It's bad.
That's right.
Anyways, that was once again requested by Meg Bowman. And she had told me when we were talking about when you posted that, she had commented saying that she loves Meet Me in St. Louis and she wanted just, you know, any song would work. So I thought about it and I was like, man, what are some songs that we haven't played slash songs that we don't hear like on satellite radio that we listen to and stuff? And I was like, oh, Under the Bamboo Tree. Nobody ever plays that song.
I don't think we've ever played that song.
We haven't.
We've played many others from Meet Me in St. Louis, but not that one.
But not that one. And I was like, well, are you okay with us playing that? And she said that it would be perfect because she actually sings that to her children.
Yeah. And so do you, don't you?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Penny and I like to have dance parties. And we have the old musical dance parties when nobody else is around. Well, except for you.
I was going to say, hello.
Yeah, we need to do that.
We were trying to teach your kid how to do the Cupid Shuffle.
That was so fun.
Everybody know that she's like 21 months now? 20. Anyway, close. That was hilarious. We each took a hand, and then we just did the slide. She was doing the kicks.
She was, yep. And she was kind of walking with us, trying to watch our feet, what we were doing.
It was hilarious.
She did an amazing job.
Yeah, it's just the minute we took the phone out to videotape her, our feet, she stopped because then she wanted the phone.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, it broke. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
She's hilarious. I love it. So, Ashley, you had mentioned at the beginning of the show that music tonight that we're playing is from...
I did not mention
that. Oh, you did not mention that.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Cool. So, we did not mention this, but we're going to mention it now.
Yeah. So, last week, I think it was last week or last Sunday.
It was
the 76th Annual Golden Globes Awards.
Yes.
It's like a mouthful to say Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
Anyway. So, we had quite a few musicals, or at least music singing in the movie
type movies. Yes.
Because I know the last stuff that we're going to be playing is technically not...
Not a musical but it was a part of the Golden Globes.
Yeah, so there was lots of big winners. So yeah, we went ahead and sprinkled some of them in amongst the requests. So Judy Garland, back in 1954, played in A Star Is Born.
Which has now been reprised by Bradley
Cooper
and Lady Gaga.
For the fourth time?
I think so.
Because technically there was one even before Judy Garland.
Yes.
So maybe 5 times now.
No, it'd be 4.
4? Okay.
I think it's 4.
Anyway.
I think the only other one after Judy was Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah, right. So I guess it was 4, yeah.
And then this one with Lady Gaga.
Yeah. And so anyways, that movie won some awards.
It did. That one won, her and James Mason actually, they both won Best Actor and Actress in a Musical or Comedy for the movie.
Judy Garland did.
What?
It was Judy Garland and the
James
Mason.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because we were talking about Judy Garland. Oh, you thought you were talking about Lady Gaga? Oh, well,
yeah.
Technically, Lady Gaga won.
She was nominated.
She was nominated.
But the song
Up. The song.
That we're going to do next
that
did win for original
she
song.
She did win for that. So anyways, our lovely segue.
Well, and only that, but I was also going to say that the tie the two together, Gaga wore this like beautiful blue ice dress.
The
like,
train of it was magnificent.
I mean, gorgeous.
And she walked it
It was lilac. It was a purple, wasn't it? I don't know. It was really pretty. But
it was blue.
Judy Garland wore a dress not just like it, but very similar.
But very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Because Gaga wanted to wear a dress that played homage to Judy Garland. And
I knew you were going to say that word.
Homage.
You could have just said honor that, but homage. Oh, anyway.
I gotta try to pretend to act smart on the radio. So I can throw in some of those big, big hoity-toity words.
Oh,
I've got to
man.
Do it when I can. So we will be listening now to the song that actually won a Golden Globe.
For original song?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
two major songs back to back there.
Yeah.
Both from A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new musical that just came out this, well, I can't say this past, this year. I say the past year, 2018.
Yes.
Y'all. First one was Shallow, mm-hmm. sung by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Yep, we had said that one won for original best song.
Yep.
I've been hearing it everywhere, all over the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like this one about the one that Bradley Cooper did, though. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I like that one.
Yeah, that one was Black Eyes. And that one, I wanted to find a song. I mean, I know Bradley Cooper sang in the first one, Shallow, but I wanted to find one that was just Bradley Cooper on his own. I mean, we always hear Lady Gaga by herself. I wanted a chance to be able to hear Bradley Cooper do a song all by himself. So
yeah, that was pretty good. He was nominated for Best Actor in this. Of course, didn't win. And then he was also nominated for Best Director. But
oh, really?
Mm-hmm, but didn't win. There was a lot of nominations, but didn't win. That's all right. At least they got in there.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No worries. No worries, Bradley Cooper. It's okay.
So they introduced a new award at this Golden Globes. And it is more or less, it's the Carol Burnett Award.
Yeah.
For a lifetime achievement in television.
Steve.
And of course, guess who won? Carol Burnett.
Hey.
Yeah, right.
Good for her.
I think that's only right and fitting for her to win the first one.
Right? Yeah, she even, one of her lines in her speech was, "Does this mean I get to accept it every year?"
Oh, very nice.
Right?
Very nice.
That was pretty funny.
Who presented that word? That was Steve
Carell?
Yeah.
Steve Carell?
Yeah, Steve Carell. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did that. He's looking good with his age.
Yeah. Yeah. She also, during her speech, she also thanked all of her people during that time frame, all the people that worked on the Carol Burnett show.
Mm-hmm.
She says that if we would have done that in today's time, it wouldn't have been done just because of the cost of it. I mean, they had, I'm looking here, there was a 28-piece live orchestra, 12 dancers, and on average, 65 costumes each week.
Wow.
I think it was Bob Mackie was the one that would do the costumes. He's like this huge fashion designer.
This is on the Carol Burnett show?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned.
And so, like I said, today's, it would just, the price of it would be way too high. It would not be a feasible thing.
Well, that's cool.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, same here. Oh, hey, by the way, everybody, David joined us.
Yeah, surprise!
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, he just popped in just before a Shallow was played. Or just as it was playing, I should say.
Yeah, anyway. Whatever, yeah. It doesn't matter. Anyways, David's here. Yay! Now the show will be much more smooth.
Yeah.
You guys are doing fine. I heard it.
So we're just doing fine?
Right. We're awesome.
Great. Splendiferous. That's a word.
Is it like a thing? It is a word.
David, you're just... No.
No. No. Splendiferous.
Thanks for the try.
What movie is that?
Splendiferous?
Is it in Mary Poppins?
No. That's Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I know that's it.
But Splendiferous is not... I don't know.
I remember it from a movie. Anyway.
So okay.
I don't
think
it's actually a word.
I'm going to Google it, though.
I don't think so either. It's okay, David. I like it.
It's a line in a movie, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
So anyway, I was going to say, pay
homage.
There it is.
To Carol Burnett.
Yeah. I was, I really couldn't, I couldn't find anything from, she was played Miss Hannigan in Annie,
mm-hmm.
in 1982 Annie, but I could not find any music from it.
Oh, Tigger used to say splendiferous. Splendiferous.
Oh, maybe that's where. I was like, I know that word from a... Anyway, side note.
There we go.
So anyway, I looked up some music, and she did a cover of a song, Sunrise Sunset, and that is the wedding procession in Fiddler on the Roof.
All right, well, here we go.
To be a beauty. When did
Was Sunrise Sunset by Carol Burnett, and it was from her album Carol Burnett featuring If I Could Write a Song. That was the whole title.
I like it.
It's a very odd title though.
Yes it is.
Anyway,
it is. But that's fine. So we were talking off air that we were kind of talking about the Oscars coming up, which are in February at the end, and we were talking about who's going to be hosting it, and there was this whole kerfuffle about Kevin Hart and how, you know, he should
he said
should
something
do
he
it.
Shouldn't have said.
He did say something he shouldn't have back in 2009 and 2011. And it was, he's come out and, I mean, he's apologized and everything like that. And even Ellen DeGeneres has backed him and said, no, it's okay. It's fine. Let him do it. Because he would be a great, you know, presenter.
Yep, but the villagers with the pitchforks.
Yep.
And after both then, not just Kevin, but now Ellen.
And the torches.
Yeah, and the torches.
Exactly. And so it turns out there will not actually be a host for the Oscars this year.
Yeah, I don't understand.
For the first time since when?
It's been a while.
It'll be the first time without without somebody guiding the show since March of 1989.
Mm. So do you think it's just going to be like some announcer? Because you know how they still sometimes have the announcer saying, still have, next.
And yeah, they'll have the announcer.
So it's going to be that person who you think is... So it's not really, you know, a host because they're like...
Yeah, I guess, you know, it'll just bring out
the voice
all
of the person.
All the presenters and things like that. It might just be that.
That's so weird. I don't like it. I heard her off air. I also had said...
They have some time to change it. I don't know if they will or not.
I think a really good team that should do it is still Kevin Hart because I think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
But him and then Dwayne Johnson... Or The Rock. That would be hilarious.
They
Those
were
two,
amazing together
they
in
are.
Jumanji when they did that together last year.
That was really good.
And they're
really
still really good friends. And if you ever are on like their Instagram pages or their Twitter pages, they make fun of each other all the time. I mean, it is hilarious to watch their pages.
They work really, really well together.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which, speaking of Jumanji, they're making a Jumanji 2, and Danny DeVito is now going to be on it. Or in the cast.
That's
somewhere.
Exciting. He's really stepping out right now because he's going to be in Dumbo.
Yeah. I was going to say, wait.
So
there's like a big push for him. Maybe he got a new agent. He's finding all these like.
Well, I don't think, because he was in Always Sunny in Philadelphia on FX. I don't think he's on that anymore.
Oh, maybe
I think
that's
they canceled
why.
The show.
Maybe his
so
schedule.
So he's ready to go and act in movies again because he hasn't done a movie in a long time. Yeah. So. But everybody, I want to remind you that you're listening to KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska, and this is Notes from the Stage.
And the morning light, searching for the things you used to know, looking for the place where the lost things go. Do you ever dream or reminisce, wondering where to find what you truly miss? Well, maybe all those things that you waiting in the place where the lost things go. Memories you've shared, gone for good you feared, they're all around you still, though they've disappeared. Nothing's really left or lost without a trace. Nothing's gone forever. So maybe now the dish and my best spoon are playing hide and seek just behind the moon, waiting there until it's time to show. Spring is like that now, far beneath the snow, hiding in the place where the Lord
have come and gone. Through the misty morning showers I greet the dawn. For when its light has hit the ground, there's lots of treasures to be found underneath the lovely London sky. Though the lamps I'm turning down, please don't feel blue. For in this part of London town, the light shines through. Don't believe the things you've read, you never know what's up ahead underneath the lovely London sky. Have a pot of tea, mend your broken cup. There's a different point of view awaiting you if you would just look up. I know yesterday you had to borrow from your chums. Seems the promise of tomorrow never comes. But since you dreamed the night away, tomorrow's here, it's called today. So count your blessings, you're a lucky guy. For you're underneath the lovely London sky. Slump will disappear, it won't be long. Sooner than you think you'll hear some bright new song. So hold on tight to those you love, and maybe soon from up above you'll be blessed, so keep on looking high. While you're underneath the lovely
So that was obviously our Disney section, and it's not even done yet.
No. So that was another big, not big winner, because technically they didn't really.
They weren't in the Golden Globes this year.
Who?
Were they even nominated for anything in the Golden Globes?
Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins?
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
Tons.
Sorry.
Read your schnotes.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
I wrote it out. Yeah. The movie was nominated for Best Musical or Comedy. But didn't win. And then also nominated for Best Original Score, obviously didn't win. Emily Blunt was nominated for Best Actress. Lin-Manuel was nominated for Best Actor.
Cool.
Both in comedies, or musicals and comedies, by the way. Yeah. So, no, like, they had lots of nominations.
Did they win anything?
Nope.
No.
Aww.
But, hey, no, at least they got up there, though. I mean...
A Star is Born in Bohemian Rhapsody swept the place.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. So, yeah. I guess it's nothing to do with the Golden Globes, but there is a bookstore in New York City. Well, it's not necessarily a bookstore, but it's a store that has a lot of plays and musicals there. They actually house about 8,000 at a time. Anyway, it was going out of business because of the rent in the area hiked from 18,000 to 30,000 a month, and that was just
my
way,
Atlanta.
Right? Well, it's New York City.
Was he?
It was just way too much money, and so the store, and I guess employs, what is it, about 20 people. Most of them are actors or actresses themselves, or play some part in theater.
Trying to make it in theater,
right? So it's just like one of their random side jobs.
Mm-hmm. They even they have a theater in the basement that they let like smaller colleges or smaller organizations do like for free. They loan out cool. that for free. Anyway, so Lin-Manuel and the collaborators for Hamilton, they all bought it more or less, and they are moving it. It will reopen in the fall of this year, and it's going to be now down in the theater district. So
that'll be really neat.
Yeah, this store's been around since what, 1912. Think or 1917, sorry. So
that is so cool.
Yeah,
that's really neat that they actually did that, you know, giving back to, I mean, basically giving back to the community, not only helping yeah. the, you know, the people that work there, but also people who get to go and enjoy those things, and that don't, you know, it's not an everyday thing that you get to go do. Mm-hmm. It'd be so cool to have something like that here.
Yeah, 8,000, you can go and check them out, get like, is it like scripts? There's scripts. There's just books. It's kind of like a big library is what it is. And it's also like a, not a coffee shop, but I mean, it's, you can go and work, and it's kind of looks towards like a theater.
Sorry. Looks like an old record store or something like that.
Kinda, kind of, yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
Yep. But you can, like I said, 8,000 on hand at all times.
Maybe is this and of course, when there's we say, more than that. But is this when we say that maybe Lisa and Ashley and Callie need to go to New York City?
Duh. I was literally in New York City a few years ago, because I didn't go with you. We didn't do any Broadway shows.
No theater stuff?
None, not one. But I did eat in Times Square and got to see all of the billboards.
It wah, was, wah.
I know,
no,
right?
No, just kidding.
I was like so close, like fingertips away from Wicked and from Chicago and all that. I'm like,
just would have been amazing.
It was very, I was teary-eyed.
Okay, Lisa, let's work on this. New York, baby.
Yeah, but I also want to do Disney World again.
I know.
So
I know.
Kind of expensive.
Hey, so we need to finish up our Disney section really
Oh,
quick.
I'm sorry. I know.
It's okay.
Yeah, we have an extended one.
We do.
This time, because we're going to sprinkle in another request.
Yay. Yep. By your mama.
My mama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She requested a bit of Little Mermaid.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be. Understand that they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. I'm ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it? See?
was Part of Your World, sung by Jodi Benson.
Yeah.
In part of in The Little Mermaid. I'm sorry, Carl's texting me.
He says we can't go to New York City.
Yeah. We're just...
He's a butthead.
Anyways.
So The Little Mermaid.
We actually played that not only for Pam, yeah, but also then we kind of put it with the Mary Poppins and stuff with Lin-Manuel Miranda, because he's going to be, or he is working with Alan Menken right now, who is like the Disney god of musicals right now.
He is, yeah. He did all of them in the 90s, like the mid-90s, the like Hercules, Aladdin.
Yep, Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
So.
And the Little Mermaid, anyway. But Lin-Manuel also has a son named Sebastian from it.
Yes.
So he's like
super
excited. He has a
vested interest in the Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
He is everywhere.
So we have time for everything. I'm sorry, I know we want to play enough of some Little Mermaid, but I really want to get these in.
Yeah,
and I really want to have time for that. Is that okay? So these next two songs are going to be back to back. I know on your sheet it only has one, but I had to throw this in and it was kind of last minute. Sorry, Ashley.
It's fine.
I got the privilege of watching the movie Bohemian Rhapsody with my dad a couple months ago.
Yep.
Him and I went up to Omaha, and then he was having one of his better days and decided he wanted to go out to a movie. And I said, oh, okay, let's go. So we went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody. And to go along with the Golden Globes and everything, Rami Malek won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy. And his speech was fantastic.
No, drama. Best actor
in
a drama.
Oh, best actor in a drama. My bad. Sorry about that. But anyways, his speech was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So this...
And the movie was won for best drama.
Yes, it did. So I have a feeling it's going to sweep the Oscars as well.
Yeah, I do too.
So anyways, we've got, like I said, two songs back to back. Both are going to be done by Freddie Mercury and also then the rest of Queen. And they're both from Live Aid, actually. boy, oh boy, oh boy.
I didn't realize we were going to play. I saw the lineup, but I didn't realize we were going to play so much rock.
I know. It's awesome.
It. I know.
It's awesome.
It.
So I also decided to play We Are the Champions, not only because, well, it's Queen and I love Queen.
Right.
And the Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie and stuff, but
you
just...
We used to do karaoke and used to sing that song.
I played that one.
The time.
I know. Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I played that for my daddy.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, Dad, you are a champion, and I'm not trying to be all weird and
strappy.
Have a moment in sappiness, but you are a champion, Dad, and you have always been my champion, so. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're going to end this evening's show. Wait, David, did you ask me a question?
Yeah, did the actor who played Freddie Mercury, did he do the vocals?
He did not do the vocals, but he did an excellent job of the voiceovers. Mm. He did, well, not voiceover, but the, you know,
the talking. The lip syncing.
Yeah, the lip syncing.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he studied and studied and studied Freddie Mercury's movements to it. I mean, if you watch Live Aid, mm-hmm. The clips from it, and then you watch the movie, I mean, they are like identical.
Yeah. Wow.
Rami Malek did such an amazing job. Such an amazing job. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and then also, he also wore the teeth.
Oh, yeah?
His false teeth that he wore for the character and everything. Mm-hmm. He wore that the entire time, even off screen and everything.
Wow.
That's why he didn't have a crazy lisp.
Yep, because he wanted to keep practicing his Freddie Mercury, like really take it in.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyways, mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. For our last song tonight, we have
another request,
and this goes out to Russell. And buddy, I really appreciate you coming in and telling me which song you want to listen to. I'm sorry I couldn't play. Let me see here. Sorry, I'm sorry that we couldn't play more that you wanted to, but I at least got, as you put it, the bar song in there. So we want to thank everybody really quick before we start playing this and end our show. Thank you everybody for listening to Notes from the Stage tonight. It was a great show. I feel
it was
mm-hmm. awesome.
I like the rock. We need to do more of this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Don't forget to tune in every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. And we will almost every Thursday be up here live.
Yes. All right. So. Night, everyone.
Bye-bye. Years and years, I chase their cheers. The crazy speed of always needing more. But when